Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Praise the Lord. You have just tuned into Purpose Kingdom Network.
Yes, Lord.
And this is the turning point. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm one of your hosts, Elder Charles Lee, and this is my wife, Maureen Lee. And we are here again this month.
Yes, Lord.
Just talking about the goodness of the God that we serve.
That's right.
Amen. Last time we came before you, we had a meeting. We were talking about restore. God said 2022 is the year of restoration.
Yes, Lord.
All things made new.
Everything.
Amen. And we were reading, last time we talked to you guys, we were reading Psalms 18. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Amen.
Amen.
Is he your deliverer this year?
You gotta say yeah. Although we had our trials and tribulations, it's not only here to make us strong.
Amen, amen.
It's here to make us strong because, to me, I ask God for strength all the time and to continue to order my steps because in spite of what it looks like, in spite of us losing our grandson, it's still joy on the other side because I feel as though we don't have to suffer no more. And he might have been taken away for something that we didn't see coming. Did that make sense to anybody? So I'm just grateful that I know he's resting and waiting for judgment day.
Yes,
I'm confident in that we've raised them up in a way they should go so when he get older, he will not depart.
Yep, that little young boy, he knew God. He loved God. Me and my wife would talk about sometimes how we would get to church and he would beat us there.
Amen.
Be standing back in the back of the church saying, "Grandma, Grandpa," you know, he'll see it as we come in, and you know, it's just a good feeling to know that you know, because the Lord said obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mhm.
And when He said raise them up in the way they should go and they will never depart. It's to a point to where, you know, it's good to follow his word because behind each one of his word comes a blessing.
Amen.
You know, no matter how hard it is to follow because, like, you know, like she was saying, you know, it's going to always be an emptiness in our life because, you know, that was our oldest grandson. But God said, you know what, I had a better and better plan for him.
Amen.
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 As long as me and my wife, we talk about Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me. And when we said me, he said me, he talking about male, female, child, woman, male, no weapon formed against, and I want to intercede in it a little bit, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
See, when you read some scriptures that hit you, take it personal. No weapons formed against Maureen.
Mm-hmm.
Shall prosper. Because Maureen is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. See, I can move on with him with me.
That's right.
If he take one step, I'm taking that one right behind him. And when I stumble, I know he has me. And that's no matter what it looks like, you guys.
Amen.
No matter how you feel. I'm telling you from experience. I have my good days and I have my bad days, but I will not complain anymore.
Amen. Amen.
I will not stay in a state of situation where I can't function.
Amen.
Because of the loss of my child. Yes, I said my child because I raised that little boy, and my husband, he birthed him.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm grateful.
And 2022. We have to try to get in. You ever go, I know a lot of you people, you know, some have and some haven't went to concerts. You ever get in a concert and the music gets so good to you, you start rocking and bobbing your head and singing with the songs? That's what we got to do in 2022, saints. We got to get in rhythm with Christ. Amen. We got to get on the same sheet of music to where, you know, the things that he's blessing us with, you know, you're going to go through something because we have to. You got to go through something to get something. Amen.
Amen.
But we have to go through it, and when we go through it, that's when we can get into the rhythm and start rocking, you know, with the blessings that God is blessing you with, because believe me, he's not. Everybody's not getting the same thing and saying it at one time.
Amen.
Amen. So if he's blessing me, you know, you might be over there going through some turmoil or vice versa. So see, I'm happy when my blessings come because I know it took a time coming, and I'm so glad it's here. That's just like a runner. You ever see a runner, when you get to the end of the race, it seems like you can breathe better?
Yes, because you know it's done.
And you know where you at because you done went to that place to get there. And that's the same thing working and walking with Christ. If you sit up there and you're running and you're running and you can't see the finish line, that's what really disturbs you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you run. And when you start seeing the finish line for, you know, this trial and tribulations that he's taking you through to get you prepared for something else that you're not ready for right now, okay? So when you do that run and you see that finish line, it seems like you run harder. Because, you know, once I get to the end and cross that line, it's restoration.
Mm-hmm.
I can take a breather. I can sit around and sit down and relax. And we told you last time the definition of restoration is to receive back more than has been lost to the point where the final state is greater than the original. My ladder is going to be greater than what I lost. Amen? So see, that's, you know, even all my life when I was a little boy, that gave me a lot of joy to know that, you know, things were hard and they were hard for a reason. Saints, God is letting you know in 2022, things you're going through right now is for a reason. And then he'll let you know it's not only a reason, it's for a season.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in your season right now, and once you come out, it's almost like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. Once you bloom, everything looks beautiful. You're starting to see clearer. God is starting to reveal things to you. Your finances are starting to come out. In 2022, saints, let me explain something to you that I learned every year, no matter how long I've been walking with Christ, you have to be a giver. Amen?
Amen.
You got to pay your tithes, and above all, you got to pay offerings. When you go and hear the word, you're going to have to give to the preacher, to the pastor, who's ever bringing you the word. Sow
a seed, you guys. And you know what I like about our relationship? Where I fall short, I know my husband can, he has me. Because he's a man of God. And when he falls short, he know I have him because I'm a woman of God. But I tell y'all, I have some stuff with me at times where I just don't want to be bothered.
That's natural.
And I just got to say, God, you know, I'm tired today. But work with me. And he will.
And what you used to say, though, you used to say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yes, I do.
You know, I'm tired of driving.
I can.
How many of y'all out there driving without a license? Turn that drive over to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Give it up. Turn that drive over to Christ, because a lot of you out there driving without a license. And you know what? If you hit somebody or you go down the wrong way and tear the car, you might get hurt yourself.
Amen.
So if you're driving spiritually without a driver's license, tell Jesus, take the wheel. He don't mind. But you know what? God is a God of, you know, he lets you make your own mind up. So, see, a lot of times when you say, you know, what they should tell as a little kid, a closed mouth, don't get fed.
Don't get fed. But you know what I love about him now? If you trust in him, if you believe, and if the key is with everything going wrong in this world,
mm-hmm.
you, as a Christian, we need structure.
Yes, we do.
We need a point of time and place to pray. And I heard a song, and I don't remember, I think it's Tasha Cobbs, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, if I don't have a prayer closet, I'm going to be that prayer closet. I'm going to be praying in a car. I'm going to be praying walking down the street. I'm going to be praying in the kitchen. I'm going to be praying in the attic. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to pray regardless if I got a small room to get in or not, because I need my relationship with him to grow stronger. I need that strength that he gives me from day to day. I need that point of turn that I know when the time comes, he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I strive for, to be the best Christian I can be, to have that great relationship.
Amen.
And that's what we strive to be as a couple. We try to be one because when we got together, we became one with Christ. And we have to stay. We have to stay anchored.
Amen.
Because for some reason, that song stays on me. My soul is anchored. Our souls are anchored.
Mm-hmm. Joined at the hip, and we anchored. But we have to know exactly when and how. And you know, we've been talking about this for years. People that have been listening to the Turning Point, you know that we always try to tell you that we're not perfect, but not being perfect, we try to be transparent. Okay, we don't never, you know, we always say, you know, just like the word is a two-edged sword, just like it come out of our mouth and cut us, is going to cut you.
Amen.
And vice versa. We're not exempt. We're not exempt.
No, we're not.
And in 2022, saints, we are still in training. We're still in training. You ever had somebody that they tell you in the military that they still, you know, I mean, some of us
still
are out of boot camp.
Yep.
Yeah, some of us are out of boot camp. But anybody that know about the military, you're out of boot camp, but you might be in AIT now. You're learning your job, what your job is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just like Miles Monroe said years ago, he said, it's called a pursuit of purpose. Some people will go around all their life, and they'll be, you know, on the back burner for God and don't even know what their purpose in life is. Once you find out your purpose in life, it's a beautiful thing. Because then you got something to look forward to every day.
Every day.
Every day, because you know why God put you down here. And for one, everybody know we put down here to praise him. Amen. I mean, every word come out of our mouth, we're supposed to be praising. And he gets the glory from everything we do. So whatever you do, I don't care what it is, you could sit down and you could help 50,000 people get houses. And you can help people buy cars. You can help them with their credit. But make sure that everything you do at the end of it, it glorifies your God. It makes people want to know more about you. You know, how did you get like that? I want some of that.
Yes.
You ever had somebody tell you, you know, that that food you made is so good. I want some of that. Can I taste it?
Come on.
And see, that's the same way we need to be with our God and the things that he's doing and the thing he has us doing for everybody else. Because, see, we are down here to be used. Okay, if you got to be used by Christ. Don't be used by no fine-looking female or handsome man. Let's get used by Christ because, see, everything you do for Christ will what, honey?
Last. And like my husband was saying, it takes a team,
mm-hmm.
a team to build a relationship. It don't take just one person to give 100%. Because when God went to the cross, he gave 100%.
Amen.
And that's only fair that we do that with each other. We got to give 100% to each other. And that's important.
Amen. Amen.
Because like the words say, without Christ, we would not be here. So there's no me without him. And I'm part of his rib.
Amen.
That was the first surgery made to man when God created Eve.
And
from Adam.
Anybody been following the Turning Point? Pastor Toy and I'm going to let you know, we said this a long time ago. This is my rib. My wife is my rib. So, see, that's why people say, oh, you ever see somebody that talk and they finish each other's sentences and they know what each other is thinking? That's because God, in this time and place and point, had made us together to be together.
Amen.
To bring the word together. It's no what she know or what I know or, you know, she has a higher title than me. It's no higher title in the world that is higher than being a child of God. And that's where it ends, right there.
Amen.
I mean, you know, bishop, you know, pastor, you know, whatever. They are titles. And like my wife said, I want to, you know, hear it said at the, you know, end of my time, you know, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. I don't want to hear, I know you not depart from me.
I know you're not.
I want to hear, come on in. And that's why, you know, we have to really, two saints, we have to start searching for humility. You know, and I know a lot of you he-men out there, you want to run your household, you want to do this, and you want to, you know, I'm in charge, I pay all the bills. But you know what? If you can't bow down and be humble in front of God, how are you going to be humble in front of your wife? Humble
Ouch.
In front of your kids. You know, and I know a lot of people go to jobs and they just, you know, they talk themselves right out of positions because if you want to boast, boast in the Lord. See, I learned if I boast in the Lord, I can't be wrong. But if I boast in me, I have flaws. I'm still human. People look and say, oh, yeah, you know, you see, oh, well, he has it together. Okay, but, you know, you need to go behind the curtain. And see, those days when, you know, you couldn't even raise your head when you got out of bed, all you can do is just sit and cry and moan,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you think the world is doing you so bad and this went on in your life. But God said, you know what, I'm preparing you.
For bigger and greater.
For a time greater than this.
Yes, God.
I'm preparing you. Because, see, God don't like to see us fail. But if you don't listen to his word and do his word, you're failing. And he didn't fail you. You're failing on your own. We got to stop putting that burden on God. Okay? If God was here, if you was listening to him, like one of my examples was when I used to preach a lot, it used to be, we went to this church. And they said, we need $1,000 pledges from 10 people. And they point to certain people. Holy Spirit tell them, that person, this person. They point to you and you say, I ain't got no $1,000. Okay, but you forgot about that job that you walked away from.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? They could have got you that $1,000. And one thing they tell you about the pledge, God didn't say that you had to give it all that day. You can make a pledge to be $100 a month.
That's when your faith comes in.
That's right. We walk by what? And not by?
Faith.
Right. And not by sight.
And I just, you know what? I'm glad my husband said that. Because as Christians, what we fall short on is our faith walk. 2019, 20, and 21, now we're in 22, was hard years. It was hard. But while we were sitting home, how many of us got restored? How many of us had revivals within ourselves? How many of us just fell down on the floor in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in your bedroom, on the side of your bed, and say, Lord, in spite of what's going on in this world, I'll trust you. In spite of how we feel, I'll trust you. I'll trust you.
Amen, amen.
Not with some, but with all of me. I'll trust you. I trust you. I gave my grandkids, my children back to Christ. I trust him.
Amen. That's that walk of faith. Walk of faith. And I just want to remind you, I want to intercede right here on you, honey, and let everybody know you listen to the Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is the turning point. This is the 1,581 episode.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We sit up, and like I said, we have the knowledge of knowing when it was one episode, two
when it
episodes.
Was being talked about.
10 episodes. When it was, the plans were being laid for it by the birth mother, Pastor Toy. Amen. So we, you know, we can really rejoice when we see these numbers go up. See, this is not like the COVID. See, we get excited when numbers go up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
More of the word being spread.
Look.
And that's our job as Christians, just to spread the word that God loves us. And he's a forgiving God. And he died, rose, and he's coming back again.
Amen.
And we have to believe in that, the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if you don't believe in that, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
You can't. But I'm just grateful to my husband for being patient with me as I went through the mourning of my grandson. And I thank God for giving him strength.
Would you say going through or as we go through?
As we go through.
As we're going through. Because this is like, you know, it's every once in a while we look around, it has to be reality check because Khalil's not here no more. And, you know, like my wife, we said last time, this was our son. This was a grandson, but this was our son. But, you know, we rejoice in the fact of knowing that he's where he's supposed to be at now,
uh-huh.
with Christ. You know, and a lot of people always say, well, how do you know? And because we knew how Christ told us to raise them, and that's how we did. You know, he wasn't one of them little boys that you would see in the streets, and they say, oh, well, he was good today. He was cussing yesterday, and he did this. And no, they would always tell us, your grandkids are so respectful.
Mm-hmm.
So respectful. And I would tell them, you know, look, that's not me.
That's nothing but God.
That's nothing but God.
But what I loved about him, that we raised him up the way God would have him us to, he did the same thing that we've done, helped other people.
Yes.
And that's what it's about. If you got a shirt on and someone needs it, you're supposed to take that shirt off and give it to your brother or your sister.
Amen.
Are you
Amen.
Your brother and sister keeper?
Yes,
you are.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So we're here to tell you from the Turning Point, in spite of what your marriage look like, what your relationship look like, it's not time to give up.
No
matter if your job giving you a hard time, it's not time to give up. No matter if your children don't want to go to church, don't want to worship, it's not time to get up. It's time to restore some things.
Amen. And when my wife said children, a lot of us misinterpret that. They figure when we get a child and we're raising a child, by the time they get 10 and 12, they're not children no more. I got children that are in their 30s and 40s. They still calling to my dad, I don't understand. Can you explain this to me? No matter what anybody tell you, if you're a parent, your children are going to always need something from you, even if it's just advice. So I'm saying in 2022, get ready. Don't leave your kids out there in the cold because there's some mean people out there that will turn them against you.
But it goes to tell you, you guys, your children are sponges. Your neighbors are sponges. People in your job are sponges. They look at you. If you proclaim to be a Christian, they are watching you.
Yeah, 24/7.
So you have to show yourself and let your light shine. I'm a child of God, and for God I live, for God I die. I'm going to tell you how much he loves you, how great he is, and I'm going to shout it from the highest rooftop. I know God loves me. I know he's real. I know it because I can feel it like my pastor though, and my shana-na.
Amen, and my shana-na.
And when I talk about my grandson, I can feel it in my shana-na that he's okay. He's in heaven telling God some jokes.
Making him laugh.
That's what he did on Instagram. Some of his words was kind of crazy. Richard Pryor and what's the other one? Eddie Murphy. But he was so hilarious.
And Bernie Mac.
And Bernie Mac, that smile that will make a room light up.
Mm-hmm.
That was my grandson. Gave 37 men jobs. That was the man God called him to be, to give of himself.
Amen.
I couldn't ask for no one better.
Amen.
My grandson.
I think it personal. And what is it, 1 Peter 5 and 10? When you go through all this restoration, and these trials, 1 Peter 5 and 10 say, and after you have suffered a little while, he didn't say a long time, he said, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. See, that's a promise. See, you got some promises, saints, that you guys gotta lean on it. And when things start going rough in your life, you got to go back to these promises. 1 Peter 5 and 10, go back to that because God say, what am I going to do? He said he's going to restore. He's going to confirm. That means he's going to say, you know what? You certified.
He's put a stamp on approval.
And he's going to strengthen you. See, you to that point now where you're starting to crumble. You're falling apart. God say, I will strengthen. And after I do all that, I'm going to put you where you're supposed to be at because I'm going to establish you. I'm going to put you in a place. Because, see, God say he will bless you in front of your enemies. And that's what I love. See, God don't go behind the door and say, okay, well, you know, all your finances are restored. No, God will bless you in front of your enemies to let them know, this is my child. That y'all thought wasn't going to make it?
Mm-hmm.
You thought that y'all were going to pull him under?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to show you in front of all y'all that think y'all got it and think y'all all that. No, he all that because he's my child. So I'm going to establish him right in front of you. No matter how hard you try to pull him down, that's just like we always say about a palm tree planted by the side of a river. You're going to bend, you're going to bow, you're going to go from side to side. I don't care how hard the tornadoes are, the storms, but you're not going to break.
And that's the tree of life, you guys. You have to learn to stand on his promises. If you believe God gave you your mate, you have to stand on that circle, that ring that goes on a continuous circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a break in that ring. You're supposed to be in the center of that ring, and God is all around. As soon as y'all come out that circle, the ring begins to bend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it begins to break because you forgot who God was and who put you together. And you have to remember, sometimes I know we go through trials and tribulations.
Amen.
But in spite of all that, God will restore you, long as you ask him to. Long as you throw up that white towel and say, I surrender it. I surrender it.
God, I mean, me and my wife, we always use this favorite line, you know, and it's in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. Okay, I know God knows your every thought, but he's a God of choices. He don't want to inflict himself on nobody that don't want him. That's why so many lost people are here now, because they're confused. Do I or don't I? Do I or don't I? We need, in 2022, saints, we need some do I's, not don't I's.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And I don't know if I read this last time, but I think it needs to be read again. It's called The Three Keys to Success. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Number one is, if you feel yourself, because you know you're going to be going through a lot. We already talked about things that you go through, the trials and tribulations. But these three steps right here will bring you a little light and a little joy in your life. Amen? Step number one.
Hold on, that's my grandchild. Sir Raleigh, be quiet, please.
Step number one is spending time in the places that you love. And I know everybody always got a place that you like to go to, and when you go to it, you feel better. It's like, you know how they say, cast all your cares? Some people like going down to the beach. Some people like going to the ocean or you know, just going out fishing somewhere near water to cash all your problems on that water. And then once you do that, once you're spending time in a place that you love, do the things that you love. Amen? Like I told my wife, and you know, a lot of people, we tell them when we do our counseling, okay, if you used to play basketball on Saturdays and you're going to get married, let that woman know that you play basketball on Saturdays. Let her know that you and the boys have a card night, because that's something that you love to do. Okay, so make her part of it. Amen?
Amen.
So that's number two, doing the thing that you love. And the third and final one is do it with the people that you love. Okay, just don't haphazardly go and have people in your circle that aren't conducive to your spirit. Are people that love you. Because, see, people that you bring into your circle that don't really see eye to eye and they're not Christians and you know, you guys are not talking about uplifting God, these people are pullers. They pull down. You ever try to get somewhere and it seems like it's weight on your shoulders, it's bearing you down, and it gets heavier and heavier? You got to get that weight off of you. So, number one, again, spending time in the places you love, doing the things that you love, and doing the things that you love with the people that you love. Amen. You got to do all that. And once you do all that, that will make some of them burdens that you're going through right now just a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Almost look through the clouds and start seeing the sun come out.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that knows, no matter where you at, I don't care how cold it is, don't you feel a little bit better when you get in the sunlight?
Amen.
I don't care where I'm at. If it's cold, I'm going to find me some sunlight, and I'm going to feel a little bit better.
Yes.
It's going to start warming my body up, my soul. You know, I'm ready to start to get rejuvenated now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do those things, and we got to do it for ourselves, and we got to do it for our mates. And if you got somebody you married to, do that together with them. Don't always try to do and go places that you like and do things that you like. Do some things that your mate like to do. It may take some getting used to. That's just like my wife when, I think, what was it, like 3 years in the prison system as a correction officer,
mm-hmm.
and I started the bowling league. We was bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved to bowl. Before I even got to the prison system, when I was in the military, I used to love to bowl. But I incorporated my mate into that because the first bowling championship we had won, I think I won like $300, and I gave it to her to buy bowling equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "All this is mine." I said, "Yeah, I want you to buy shoes, a ball, a bag. That way you're going to be part of what I love." And don't get me wrong, man, because, see, we sometimes get ignorant to a point of we want you to do everything that we like. And some suggestions my wife made, like, let's play 2500. Let's do this
Scrabble.
I had to get into that because I wasn't a game person. So, I mean, you know, I had to start doing things that she loved because we're always doing things that I love, and that, you know, the teeter-totter start being unbalanced. You know,
the only thing I can't get him to do is go skiing with me.
Oh, no. Every time I heard about Sonny Bono, you know, that tree did not move, and Sonny said, you know, where did it come from? Sonny been skiing all his life. Now one tree was sitting there waiting for him that day.
Because he skied at night. It's not good to ski at night.
And it killed him. I give me a little slope, maybe I go. Me and the wife, we was in the Poconos because we had some condos up in the Poconos. We did tubing.
I love that too. That was fun.
We did tubing, and I was laughing so hard I was showing. I said, why are people out here with jeans on instead of the wetsuits? Because don't they know when they slide down that hill, all that snow going to fall back on them and make them wet and cold? She looked at me. She was laughing. She said, you know, I ain't never thought of it. I said, I guess they didn't either. I seen about two or three of them standing out there running to their cars. Them people were frozen. But 2022, let's go on and get ready. Because, see, God says once he restores you,
mm-hmm.
and you think about all the stuff that he's done and helped you through in your life, God said, I was there on your side, everything you need, in spite of the way you felt about me, in spite of you not listening to me. He was still there waiting for you to call on him, but he was trying to tell you, in spite of. That's like I told my wife, the word restore appears 136 times in the Bible. Amen? And he is saying, in spite of the way you feel about me now. You ever had your parents do that? Parents say, because I had a couple times say, your parent can really beat you and he'll tell you, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I never figured that out. To the day, I never figured that out. How is it hurting you more than hurting me? You beat me with this belt.
Because we didn't want to beat you. It's just something you put in yourself to
well,
do.
Well, I tell my dad, you don't want to beat me, you had to beat me. Okay? But they always say it's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. You know, but God is saying he chastises us every chance he gets to make us a better Christian, to make us a better follower, a better believer.
Because as Christians, we do wrong too, you guys.
Yes.
We're not exempt. We make mistakes. But the difference between you and me is I go to God for forgiveness.
Amen.
And I mean it from my heart. And my husband will tell you, once I do one mistake, I try my best not to be a third time. It's not going to be a third time. Because you're supposed to grow from your mistakes.
Yes, you have to.
If you don't grow from them, you're going to do that same mistake over and over and over again. And I don't want you to do that. That's why we're talking about this right now.
Amen.
So we went through it. You don't have to because someone's telling you.
And God is saying, choosing to trust the Lord in spite of your circumstances. My wife said that a little bit earlier. In spite of what you're going through, if you choose to trust in him, that's when he can start working his miracles. Then he can. That's when he do his best work, when he know that you want him in your life,
mm-hmm.
to try to straighten it out.
Because y'all got to remember, 1 Peter 5:10 says, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of grace, who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ, shall restore. And you got to be restored.
Amen.
The pain you feel inside, you have to be restored. The loss of a loved one caused grief. You have to be restored. The loss of finances caused you to say some things you had no business saying. You have to be restored.
Yeah.
Let God restore you this evening.
Amen. And you got to do like the world say. You got to check yourself sometimes. Sometimes, you know, and a lot of people, you know, you got to bring things down to layman terms. Sometimes you're running so hard in the game, sometimes you got to sit down and do a timeout. Check out what's going on around you. Find out where you at. Because some people, we get so caught up in the world where we're going through paying bills and taking care of kids and taking care of grandkids and getting sick ourselves, going to the hospital. We got to back up.
Mm-hmm.
And look and see, where are we at? Are we sitting where we're supposed to?
You got to do a checklist. Self-accountability.
Yes.
You can't blame nobody else for your mistakes, because God gave you a choice, right or wrong, black or white. We have choices.
Amen.
And whatever choice is a reaction. It can be good or either bad. It's a choice you make.
Yeah, and that's a self-choice, because in spite of what God put you through, like my wife said a little bit earlier, my soul is anchored in the Lord. It's not anchored in my job. So many people, we get so tied up in what the boss said at the job, and, you know, half of them not even anchored in Christ. But you know what? A lot of people work on position. They work on how much money you make. This is, do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the chief over this, and I'm the vice president. Yeah, but the thing is, okay, all that's good, and God tells me how to follow authority. But see, I'm not following authority that can't bow down to my God. Amen. You're not going to sit there and run me down and tell me where I should be and where I shouldn't be, and then when I talk to you about my God, you say, oh, here we go with that God stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
See, now you're going to get a little resistance from me. I'm not going to be ignorant. I'm not going to be to a point to where we're going to go blow to blow, but I'm going to let you know, no. First, seek the kingdom of
heaven,
and all these things shall be added unto you. And we must go through the fire.
God.
We must go through the fire. See, in spite of what you did, we're going through the fire because the fire is required. If you notice, when gold is being made, the hotter the fire, the purer the gold. So we got to go through the fire. Amen?
Amen. Didn't I pass to say fire is required?
Fire is required.
Amen.
Our pastor told us that you go through a process, a purification, then you come up and level up.
Mm-hmm.
Come up and level. So the fire that you're going through, the fire must come on you to get in you. Then when you come up on someone else, they will see the fire in you. That's why people always say, you know, we can see, you know, you didn't have to say who you were. You didn't have to say who you believed in. Because we've seen it all over you. That Shekinah glory. You know, it was just laying all on you.
That Shekinah glory.
And see, the crazy thing is, a lot of people, even through all the years, no matter where we went and who we talked to, people always say, and you can tell, because it didn't happen to you guys too, there's something different about you. Amen? And we do. We have a caller on the line right now. Caller?
Praise the Lord. Elder and Minister Lee, it's Evangelist Trina.
Oh,
hey.
Hey, I thank God for you guys. You know, I just thank God for the peace that he's given you. You know, I can sympathize with you guys, but I can't empathize. I have not been where you guys been, but I just thank God because he's an amazing God. And, you know, and just you two being an example as husband and wife, I just have to tell you this, that, you know, before I came on the line tonight, before my husband went to bed, we had prayer, and we were praying for restoration. And just for you guys that mentioned that in the beginning of the call, God, it's just confirmation. We're talking about seasons too today. And for y'all to mention that, you know, I just thank God for you guys' transparency and your wisdom. And I just thank him. And, you know, I want to share this too, how, you know, sometimes you'll hear people say that, you know, when their children get old, they're on their own. You know, and how selfish is that of us to say that? Because, like, my daughter will be 40 next month, and I don't care. If she ever needs me, I'm going to always be there. Suppose God treated us like that. You know,
amen.
Y'all 50, y'all 60, y'all 70, y'all on your own. What that is, God doesn't do us like that. So why do we want to do our children like that? You know, and like I said, I just thank God for you guys' wisdom and your transparency. And I just pray. I know we're always praying for you guys, the Purpose Kingdom Network. And I just thank God for what he's doing in your life. And again, for you guys being an example as to what it means to be a husband and wife. And also, too, when Minister, you were saying how that, you know, when your husband's weak, you're strong, and vice versa. You know, that's how we are to be as one. You know, and just for you guys to share that, you know, I just, again, I just thank God for you guys and prayers. And it's, I'm just amazed by what God is doing for you. And I love you.
Yes, we love you too.
We love you too. Thank you so much.
Oh, welcome.
Amen, amen. And it's just good that, you know, to hear all the people from Purpose Kingdom, because we are family. We're family. We're family in Christ. And we strive more and more. And if we can, you know, we're talking to Pastor Tori, we want to try to start having some visits together. You know, although we down here in Georgia, you know, we haven't left the family. We haven't left the family. We still there, and I don't know if we can meet in middle ways or have people come down here, because my wife is set on not going back to Philadelphia. She is like, it's like putting a cat in water. It ain't happening. It ain't going to happen. And it's, you know, it makes me laugh sometimes, because she would go to Philly and we'd ride up there and she said, "Honey, my stomach hurts." I said, "What's wrong? Why your stomach hurts?" She said, "I just can't be here no more." She said, "This Philly has no love for nobody." And that's the only city I know that's in the Bible, in Revelation. You know, so it's a required taste. Philadelphia has to be a required taste. And, you know, we tasted it for a long time. You know, and when I retired, I figured it was time to taste something else. So we had to move on, because we go where God sends us. Because we know if we're going where he's sending us, he's going to make provisions for us. So when we get there, it ain't no ifs, ands, or buts where we going to stay. Because I know y'all have heard the story. My wife has probably told it so many times since we've been on it. And we got down here, it was just so hard to find a house. Every time we went to go and get a house, somebody had a purchase plan on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was under construction. You know, it was in the process.
It was made, an offer was made.
Somebody made an offer. It had 7 bids on it. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, and every one we wanted, each one we looked at had a swimming pool and this 3-4 acres of land around it. So we just got to a point to where, you know, we were like, you know, especially me.
I was becoming a doubtful town.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was. I was getting doubtful.
I was trying to save you.
Don't save me. We transparent here. And I said, "Babe, we looked at a house for almost 5 days." And he woke up. He said, "Me and God talked on Sunday night." And he woke up Monday. He said, "Babe," I said, "Yes." He said, "You're getting your house today." I said, "If you say so." And the realtor called us and said, "Guess what, Lee? We got a house for you, but you got to come here." She said, "Where you at?" I said, "We in Walmart in Stockbridge." She said, "Well, you're not going to be too far. Get in your car, put this in your address. Come." And we came. And guess what, God? It was no offer made. We was the first person to see the house. And I'm going to show it tomorrow on my Facebook how God has blessed and he's continually to bless. The money was the offer that we put in was too much, and we end up getting the check back at the end of our closing.
Amen.
You can't tell me, won't he do it?
You can't beat God's giving. You can't beat his giving, because we were just so amazed on how things fell in place, because even when we was going for the house, the realtor was saying, "Dad, it usually take people 2 or 3 weeks to get that piece of paper."
And what we tell him, what's my famous, "See, let me tell you, you don't know the God I serve, but I will introduce you to
And how we got like 3-4 papers on a weekend when people were closed.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what happened? How did you get that? By the time Monday came, we was faxing and we was going. I mean, they had all the paperwork they needed. And it was like, you know what? That guy y'all serve is great. They said, because we ain't never seen nobody move like this. Y'all should have been at least 2 more months before you even got a closing.
Yep, but we sure didn't. They asked us for the retirement paper, Social Security paper, and I learned how to go online and get stuff out and call and leave messages. See, before we do anything, I tell y'all, you have to go before God and say, Father God, order my steps. Let me go, say, do what you would have me do. And if you do those things, God will open doors that no man can shut.
But what's your famous word, darling? God, you said make it plain.
Plain. Write it
down.
Stop
beating around the bush and tell
God,
if you want your finances straightened out, and you know, and they'll say, put a number down here on the paper. You put, well, I just want like $20,000, $30,000. No, I want $4-5 million. Okay? They say, well, you had no. He didn't say how much I was asking for. He didn't say that was too much. He wanted to know what I think would straighten me out, would make my life easier.
Mm-hmm.
Make it plain. Put it down. Stop.
Write
you know.
It down and make it plain. See, we put God in a box, and we do that with our marriage.
Yeah.
You get so complacent the way things used to be. Y'all forgot what y'all did 10 years. Y'all can't do 11.
Yeah.
And things and people change.
And remember, you know, I had to tweak my saying a little bit because anybody that knows the turning point, you know, we always said my favorite line is,
the way
you
start
is the way
you finish.
But see, the way we started in our 20s and 30s, we 60s and 70s now. We got to do something a little bit different because we can't do what we used to do, but we still going to do what we need to do.
Amen.
I'm going to do what I need to do to keep the fire in this relationship because, men, listen to this. If y'all hugging up on the radio right now, the same thing it took for you to get her is going to be the same thing it's going to take for you to keep her. Amen? You can't vary from that. That's just like they say, when we go out and get a brand new car and it's smelling all new and fresh, we out there cleaning the chrome and rubbing the tires, putting black on the tires, vacuuming. You know what? You better go in that relationship and put some black on them tires and clean the chrome on them wheels and wash the dust off of it and make sure it's full of gas and running good and get a good tune-up. Because every once in a while, you got to tune up that relationship.
And
you wonder why it's running rough.
Mm-hmm. And as wives, we have to do the same thing. As soon as we get our new clothes in the closet, we sneaking and buying clothes with tags on, hiding in the closet. One got to do all that.
Oh, you lost
you,
a little weight?
Come on. I lost some weight, gained some weight,
look,
and I got sexy thing to put on each and every time I gain or lose.
Amen.
Okay? You got to stir it up sometimes. I'm going through menopause, too. I can tell you, raising 3 grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
got my daughter and my son-in-law down, but we still got to remember, we're still young in Christ.
And
we are still young in Christ.
Everybody's living by faith.
So we're going to enjoy each other until God take our eyes and call us home.
Amen.
Even if it's just holding hands while we lay down, reading words together, going bowling every Wednesday.
And taking a walk. I mean, you know, we went to the bowling alley and we was telling people down there, you know, because you got these young people, you know, they so hyped up about what they can do, how many strikes they can get. They
mm-hmm.
I told the boy, I said, look, let me tell you something. I said, I haven't bowled
in years.
I haven't bowled on a league in 14 years.
Yeah.
I said, but I haven't lost that zeal to love the bowl, though. I love the bowl. So I was bowling. He's talking about, oh, hey, you ain't losing. You can do this and do that.
Yep, but God is good. And I just want y'all to know, like my husband said, you got to do stuff to keep your marriage exciting. If your wife liked to read, do something different. Start reading to her. Grab that book where she was. Put her legs on your legs and just read it to her. Babe, I just want to read to you tonight.
But tell them again, you got to even get to that place where I used to be a certified massage therapist, and I still am. I still got my paperwork. But the thing is, men, y'all got to come up and You know how your feet feel at the end of the day after a long day standing on your feet. Learn to rub your wife's feet. Learn to rub her head when she has a headache. You know what I mean? Because you're her doctor. You're the massage therapist in our life. We don't want nobody else to do that. Because we get somebody looking at why it's funny, we get all upset. Why is he staring at you like that?
Do you know him? Do you know her?
We just came to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Was you here before? Do you know him? But the thing is,
talk with me to the call of salvation.
Yes. Amen. And tonight, we are so glad to be back, but you know what? We always lift up Christ first.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything that was said tonight that touched your heart or changed your way of thinking, we want you, if you're not knowing Christ for yourself tonight, to just take him in your heart and take him as your personal Savior. Amen? Because he sent his only begotten Son to die on that cross for you. So we want you not to be lost, but we want you to know him in the fullness. So give your life to Christ tonight and just, you know, say God, for you I live and God, for you I die. And the thing is once you do that and you turn your life over to Christ, we want you to tell somebody else about it because, see, it's going to start bubbling up and you can't keep it to yourself. You ain't going to be able to keep it to yourself. So I don't care if you have to go outside and say, I just accepted Christ in my life and I'm a new creature now. But once you do all that and profess that he's your personal and only Lord and Savior, we want you to go somewhere where you can continue the knowledge and learning. Go to a teaching, preaching church where you can learn more about God. Because the more you want him, the more you want to thirst for him. It's like, you know what? It's like you ever get thirsty on the day and you're drinking and you just can't get enough water. That's the way we want you to be with him. Yeah, I got to learn more about him. I got to tell somebody else about him. You know, because this person over here might not know about him. And that person over here, but that's my job, to go tell everybody about the Savior that I serve.
Yes.
Amen. So just make it a personal thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And just let them know, God, he was born for us. He died for us, and he's coming back for us.
Amen.
And he would write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
And it's 7 days a week that Purpose Kingdom is on, so mm-hmm. every night you can listen to a different person bringing a word. Amen. So we are a church without walls.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to go out into all the nations because that's what God told the disciples. Go out and preach the word in all the nations. And that's our calling.
That's our charge.
Yes. So we're trying to say we need you to get closer to Christ this year and watch things change. Watch how things start to look kind of grim. And all of a sudden you look down at the end of the tunnel and you see a little light.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to open up, telling you, okay, it's all right. Because, see, I see you on the right path.
Mm-hmm. Put God first.
You may get tired, but as long as you ever notice when you're running somewhere or you're doing something, although you're on the right path, you're tired, but you still got that energy to finish. Amen?
Amen.
Ask Pastor Tori, is there any announcements? Mm-hmm. Rob, anybody who has any announcements tonight, we can use this little segment for, please.
Yes, real quick. I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements, and let me just let everybody know this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and no matter where in the world you're listening to, we just appreciate your listenership. We gladly appreciate your support, no matter where you're calling from in the world, no matter where you're calling online or listening via internet, we appreciate your listenership, and we just thank you so much. And this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and you know, we just want to let you know that if anytime you want to contact us, you can contact us at www.com/Purpose Kingdom, or you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And we just are grateful for your listenership and your support. And also, you can like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming advertisements and our announcements for future upcoming events. And we're also on RadioCo.com, and we also have PKN Radio. at pknradio.com, where you can listen to our various content right there 24 hours a day. You'll hear gospel music, and you'll also have some of our previous radio broadcasts where you can just enjoy yourself and just, you know, worship, you know, the Lord, you know, right there on the internet, right there at PKN Radio. And we just thank you. And so one more thing, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you just join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with Dwelling Place. And this is a special episode of Dwelling Place, so please make sure you mark it or send a reminder, or just make sure you just tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. with God's will and God's blessing for the Dwelling Place, and it's going to be hosted by Dominique Hudson. And with that being said, you know, I enjoyed tonight's program, and, you know, I know you guys know that, you know, hey, I really appreciate y'all, and I really enjoy, you know, any time you're on the air. And so with that being said, I'm going to turn the hands of the show back over to the Lees.
Amen. 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 And it's just good to hear your voice again, Brother Rob.
Amen.
Like people, I learned at my job, people always say, it's good to see you. And there was an older gentleman that used to be in the dressing room dressing with me before we went into the prison. He would always say, they say, it's good to see you. He said, yeah, it's good to be seen.
Amen.
And the way people are dropping off today, it is good to be seen. People are dying from all kinds. The COVID was taking my friends out. And believe me, it is good to be seen.
It's good to be heard.
Amen. Amen.
We missed you guys also.
Yes.
But that's why I tell y'all, I had to pull myself up. If it wasn't through Christ on my side who made me whole again, where would I be? But I trust him.
Yes.
I trust him.
And before we leave, I just want to let you know that remember in 2022, in spite of what you're going through, this is a verse that I love right here. It's Genesis, honey. Genesis 49:18.
Mm-hmm.
But his father refused and said, I know my son. I know he too will become a nation, and he too will become great. In spite of this, his younger brother will be even greater, and his descendants will become a multitude of nations. So, you know, never look down on your younger siblings, because God has something for them too. You know, and just like you said, the prodigal son came home. You know, you have some children that'll go to the wayside, but when they go to the wayside, just put God on, pray for them.
Amen.
God, you knew them before they was developing in the womb. So I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you just give them whatever they need to get through whatever they're going through.
Amen.
And with God on your side, you can't lose. You can't lose. That's one thing we learned. See, we're going to tell you, like we said, we're so transparent. We went through some stuff, and when you go through things, you always question God. Yeah, you have a question for him. God didn't say you couldn't question him. It's just the point to where you don't doubt him. Questioning is okay, because, see, that shows me that you're thinking. But when you start doubting and saying, well, it's been so long. I don't know, why is taking it so long? Well, one thing we learned about God, our time is not his at all. God can blink and 10 years be gone quick. We can't blink 10 years. 10 years on our life right now, we looking and things start aching and things start turning gray. And, you know what I mean? Stuff start decaying and falling out, you know. So 10 years is a lot to us, but to him, it's like a blink of an eye. So in 2022, let's go on and do what we need to do. Because, see, God never gives you all the time what you want. He'll give you what you need at that point in time. Because he's not going to give you more than you can bear. And we're not just talking about trouble, neither. He's not going to give you more than you can bear, even in the blessing department. Because some people, he bless you as he see that you need to be blessed.
Amen.
Because you got some people that'll get so much, and then they'll forget who he is and where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Because, see, now you're on the waiting list. You ever talk to somebody on the phone, and they say, can I put you on hold for a minute? And then they tell you that, you know, you'll be in touch with the next operator as soon as they're available.
Mm-hmm.
So if you at that point where you be in touch with the operator, a person to help you as soon as they're available, that go to show me that, you know, you ran too hard with what God was doing in your life, and you just start forgetting about him. When you start forgetting about him, you're going to be put on that hold status, and you're going to hear that crazy music that I can't stand.
Yep.
that music, I call it opera. I love opera, but I don't like to hear it in my ear for 15, 20 minutes, and I know that somebody should have came back on the line by now and
Amen.
Got with me. So, see, right now, if you're hearing that opera music, check yourself. Like my wife said, you got a checklist. Check yourself. Because, see, if you've been listening to opera music about 10 or 15 minutes, something wrong. You need to get down and get your knees a little ashy.
But what I also need you to do is when you wake up in the morning, ask God for your direction.
Yes.
Ask God what to do, what to say, and where to go. And let him continue to order your steps.
What would you have me
do? As he sees fit.
To do.
Not as you see fit, but as he sees fit.
And see, that's something that I got to remind me and my wife, and I remind myself all the time. You know, and my wife always asks me, and I talk about doing something. She say, honey, did you pray about it? I got a wife who throw that to me all the time. Sometimes I may look at it and accept it real quick. The other time I look at it and I got a question. I prayed about it. No, you didn't. They say the craziest question is the one that's not asked. So if it's something that you want to do as a couple, pray about it. God say what? Where two or more join?
Yeah, and he'll be in the midst.
In his name.
Y'all got to remember that y'all are two.
Mm-hmm.
That became one. And you have to trust in just who he is and what he believes.
Amen.
That he got you.
And go ahead, honey.
I just wanted to say I'm just grateful to Pastor Toy, and I'm grateful for all the hosts. I'm grateful for Joy of our Purpose Kingdom family.
Yes.
Rob, you know, you are always a delight. You are always, you know, there. And I just thank God for you. And I just ask God to continue to bless the host, all the hostess on Kingdom, Purpose Kingdom Network, that God will give you the desires of your heart as he sees fit to give it to you.
And to bless you physically, financially,
and
spiritually and emotionally.
That's right.
Amen. And that is our prayer from the leaves, from the turning point. God bless you.
Heaven smile upon you.
And God keep you. We always say hug somebody today.
Peace.
You know, and we know it's COVID-19, but it could be a family member hugging, because that might be the first and last hug they'll get this year.
Yeah.
Amen. So this is Purpose Kingdom Network, the turning point. And what are we doing, honey?
We're getting ready to say goodbye
until
we see you and hear from you again, which is the next month, the fourth Saturday of every month.
Amen.
Okay, and I thank you, and I love you with the love of Christ. May God strengthen and keep you. Amen.
Amen. And this is the turning point.
Signing off. Hallelujah!
Jesus led. Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Step in the street, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.